Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Darnell Coles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wally Wander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting second. The right fielder, Devin White. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Howell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Pitching for the California Angels, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Jim Wally Wander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wally Wander hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lemon scores. Evans moves to third. Wally Wander moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howell. Heath reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Wally Wander scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Howell. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander catches it and throws to second with Trammell covering, to double up Howell. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. DeCinces moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wally Wander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wally Wander is 0-for-1 in the game. Wally Wander hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Heath and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. White reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wally Wander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore catches it and throws to first to double up Lemon. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wally Wander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wally Wander is 0 for 2 in the game. Wally Wander hits a fly ball into left field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. Joyner moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Mike Henman now pitching. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joyner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield bunts towards the mound. Henman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis strikes out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Dwayne Bice now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Darnell Coles. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it and throws to home to get grub. Lemon moves to third. Evans moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Jim Wally Wander. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of White. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Evans scores. Sheridan moves to third. It's 9-5, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-4 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. Whitaker scores. It's 11-5, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Howell takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Lucas now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Grubb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Grubb moves to third. Sheridan moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 5 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing right field. Pat Sheridan now playing center field. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Rial pinch hits for Gary Pettis. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Mark McLemore. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Devin White now playing center field. Jack Howell now playing second base. Mark Rial now playing right field. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. White strikes out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and California Angels, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.